In this episode, it's Everyday Slay because today is the day. It's Monday, bitches.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Test, test, test. Testing, test, test, test. Test ickles, test ickles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 787 of The Daddy Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beardcast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, pimpcast, slaycast, and nipplecast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps, creaking and cracking, making those sick fucking gains. What up, beaches? What's going on, Swolenormous Nation? Monday Slay. Welcome to the live cast, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, Periscope. And of course, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your audio gains, you can find me. You can find Papa Swolio, check out the Daily Swole podcast, and don't forget also to subscribe to the Swolenormous audio experience for those daily knowledge nukes all throughout the day. That is fire. Swole World is fire. And there's episodes 1, 2, and 3 on the Swolenormous audio experience. So just type in Swolenormous wherever you like to get your audio gains. And you'll see my podcast. Yeah, that's right. I got two of them. That's right. Check them all out. Check them all out. If you love the Daily Swole, you'll love that shit. That gives you a lot more behind the scenes. That's really nip-worthy. That's super nip-worthy. What's going on? It's been a while missing out since you've been on vacation. Now you're back. Good. Good. Good to have you back, fam. Good to have you back, Eric. What up, beaches? What up? What up, beaches? Thank you for motivating my husband and I every damn day. Manufactured romance. Manufactured sick fucking gains. You're welcome. You are absolutely welcome. Today is the day. That's the title of the episode. Today is the day. And Nikki's dropping some biceps and bacon. Ooh, biceps and bacon on Facebook. So thank you for that. Oh, thank you for that. I can always use a little bit extra. Can always use a little bit extra of that. Know what I'm saying? Supa nini bini. Hi, supa nini bini. Okay, you guys are weird. You guys on Instagram are weird. Catching you live from digging a hole on the side of the road. I love it. Where's everyone watching from? Let's do this. We've done this before. I think today is a good day to do that. Why don't we do this? Use emojis. Describe where you are watching from. What are you doing right now while you're watching or listening to the Swole? What are you doing right now? It might be hard to find a digging a hole emoji. But I always like to do, if you're watching while you're pooping, you give a little poop emoji. You know, let us know what's going on. Let us know the deal. Canada. Well, you have to use a Canada emoji. You have to do they have an A emoji? Like A? A maple syrup emoji maybe you can use. You can find a maple syrup emoji. So whatever you're doing right now. You know, if you're banging right now, you probably should focus on porking, but you can do the finger and the okay emojis if you want to do that. If you want to be inappropriate. I want to see what you're going to do for digging a hole. Everyone right now is frantically scrambling through their emojis like, what the hell am I doing? How come they don't have emojis for what I'm doing? All right, fam. So welcome to everyone that's joining in. I just dropped some other things that's going on, and I have to make all these announcements because not everyone knows about this, but my Daily Swole Club messenger list. If you don't know what that is, it's my VIP messenger list on Facebook Messenger. And the way to hook into that, I put in my Instagram story. So if you're watching on Instagram, you can join. But all you have to do is send me a message on Facebook. Go to Swolenormous, go to my Facebook page, and click send a message, and you'll get a response with a button that you click to join the list. So it automatically subscribes you to the messaging list, and I'm sending out messages regularly throughout the week. And last couple messages, which did really well. So I've been playing around with what I want to send out, what people respond to, what people like. And I sent out two workouts. Last couple days, I sent out two workouts. I did a nasty arm workout this weekend, and today I just sent out an awesome chest and back superset, which I'm actually going to do. I am going to do this today. And then, of course, I'll put that full breakdown with some videos and the whole thing in Swolenormous X for the members. But I broke down the workout and I gave you the whole list and shit like that. So if you want to join that Daily Swole Club list, it's 100% free. It's on Facebook Messenger. Go to my Facebook page and subscribe to it. Send me a message and click the join button. You have to make sure you click the button. If you just click send me a message, it's not going to work. You have to confirm it. And you'll get these awesome messages, little inspirational nutrition recipes and stuff, but also these workouts. So it's super cool. Don't miss out on that. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. Working on a water leak, Houston, Texas. So you got water, a poop emoji. Ooh, you got a boat emoji, and you're a man. I love Jordan. That's like the best. If you didn't tell me before what you were doing, I would not have any idea. It's like you're drinking water while pooping, and you're rowing a boat, and you're a man. You got the male symbol. All right, who we got? Michael Bastian, you got a house, and you got a lifting emoji. So you're lifting, you're training at home. Eric is, I don't know what that first one is. You're at the office eating meat and carrots. Vince is having a salad. Jamie, these emojis, you're nursing a baby, and you're eating. Nikki is at home cooking eggs, and Marnie is hammering. You're with your husband hammering at a factory, or you and your coworkers are hammering at a factory. Schitt's Creek. You're up Schitt's Creek, Jordan. Nice. All right, I love this thing. All right, so let's make that a tradition. We've done that before, so use your emojis to describe what you're doing while you're watching. Ah, someone's got the eggplant going. Someone's spoken. You got house, and then you're going to meditate or do yoga. Maybe that's a yoga one after the daily swole. Super cool. I'm going to have to go through and look at these later. That's awesome. Awesome. You guys are creative. You're all very creative. I wouldn't have come up with some of these things. That's awesome. Okay, so we have that. We have the Daily Swole Club, and I sent out an awesome workout today. Another thing, those of you that have not yet joined Swolenormous X, just a reminder, there's only 2 days left, dos días remaining. I'll be sending out a lot of messages just to make sure everyone sees it. So if you're already hooked in and you already joined, you're good, but spread the word because it's ending. Remember, July 4th, so there's only 2 more days, so I'll be talking about it a lot, and then you're not going to hear any more about it because it's going to be gone. So make sure, not the Swolenormous X, but this special offer will be gone. So just make sure that you understand that it exists and you use code SWOLE50 at checkout. And that's on the screen of the live cast. I sent out an email and you'll hear more about it. You can also message me if you have any questions. But if you go to the website, you'll see it too. So I'll see you there. Steak and carrots eating at work. Nice. Okay. So let's get into the little rage for today. So today's Monday, so it has to be some kind of an inspirational, emotional-based episode. I want to get you fired up. And, you know, we don't really talk too much about Monday in the sense that Monday in itself matters. Now, fuck Monday. Fuck Monday and all its little associated pros and cons, right? All those, cliches about Monday. Monday doesn't mean anything. Monday doesn't mean anything aside from you getting shit done. The reason why everyone puts Monday on such a fucking pedestal is because it's usually the start of the classic work week, the classic 9-to-5 Monday through Friday work week. And a lot of you have that. Some of you don't have that. Some of you have a 7-day work week. Some of you have a 6-day work week. Sometimes you have a 3-day on, 1 day off. 2 days on, 2 days off, you have a weird schedule, you work nights, you work third shift, whatever the fuck it is. But Monday still has that, oh my God, it's starting again. Oh my God, again. Oh my God, we're doing this again. You don't have to be negative about Monday. Meditation helps for that. Meditation helps for that. And I saw someone do the meditation and put the meditation emojis. That helps because it's all about your perception. And I posted on Instagram just now, maybe like 5, 10, 15 minutes ago, that your goals, you can't have your goals based around a number, whether it's body fat percentage, whether it's weight loss. If you have your goals, that's you can, but you can't. Or how about this? You can, but you shouldn't. Or you should compartmentalize those goals. A lot of times we have these goals because we think in fitness, and we're taught this, and I'll tell you why we're taught this. We're taught this, or we're trained, right, by magazines and by people and these, quote, fitness professionals. I call them fitness jabronis. We're programmed to, if we're in fitness, then it's either a weight loss, a muscle building, that we have a tactical goal. We have a physical goal. We have a measurable goal. And you're actually taught this when you get personal training certifications. They're called SMART goals. And we've actually done episodes on this before. There's nothing wrong with it, right? You have specific, measurable, attainable, MART, realistic, and time bound. And these are ways that you can measure goals. Okay. You want to have specific goals. You want to say, I want to be happier. I want to lose weight. Well, how much weight do you lose? Want to lose? I want to lose 10 pounds. Okay. It's measurable. You can quantify that. There's no doubt you can step on a scale and see how much weight you've gained or lost. There's no question about it that you can get accurate body fat composition measurements and see your body fat percentage. There's nothing wrong with that. And absolutely that can be quantifiable. You can measure those things. However, the mindset of going into your training with those goals and with that being your driving force is not the answer. That's not a long-term proper approach because you're never going to be happy with that. You're never truly going to be happy with that. A lot of you think you'll be happy when you get a six-pack. A lot of you think you'll be happy when you lose 20 pounds. Oh, I have to lose 50 pounds. I'll be happy when I get there. And that could be yes or no. You might be more pleased. You might be have more confidence, but are you going to be happy? We confuse these ideas of if I reach my goal, everything will be okay. If I reach this goal, if I reach this point, if I get this body fat percentage, if I lift this weight, if I can add 10 pounds to my bench press, if I could add whatever to my squat or whatever you're doing, if it's for strength, if your weight loss, if I can fit into a size 30 or 20 or a size 4, I will be happy or everything will be okay. I will have been successful. And that's not true. It's not true. And I tell you that because I've seen it, I've experienced it, and I witness other people going through that at the same time, all the time. And those are some warning signs when I get messages about, I want to lose 10 pounds, I want to lose 20 pounds. I usually ask why. Why do you want to lose 10 pounds? Why do you want to lose 20 pounds? Why is that important to you? And it's okay if it's important to you. What's important to you has nothing to do with whether or not it's important to me. You don't have to have the same value on things in life as I do. You don't have to value your health as much as I do. There's no requirement for you to do anything similar to the way I do it. I'm just telling you, when you have a quantifiable goal, when you have one of these goals, it's not the entire pie. It's just one piece of it. It's not the entire story, right? It's not the entire thing. It doesn't cover everything. It doesn't cover everything. It can't cover everything. It doesn't cover everything because you're going to want more when you get there. You're absolutely going to want more. You're going to want more results. You're going to want more from your body. You're going to want more from your fitness. You're going to want more. You're not going to be happy when you lose 20 pounds. That's not going to be the end of it. It's not going to be the end of it. It's not going to be everything that you've wanted and dreamed of. And it's not going to be rainbows and fucking leprechauns dancing around giving you a reach around. It's not going to be what you think it is. Once you lose weight, you're still not going to have the entire physique that you're happy with. You're always going to want more. I want to be a little bit more leaner. I want to have bigger legs. I want a bigger butt. Now I want bigger shoulders. Now I'm going to try to bulk. And then you're going to putting fat back on. Then you're not going to be happy because you don't see your abs anymore. You're not as lean. And there's that yo-yo effect. And it's okay if that's what makes you happy. If you're a professional bodybuilder, you're going to have those yo-yos where you're really shredded for a competition and then you gain some more weight because, you know, it's back and forth, right? It's going to be back and forth. There's nothing wrong with a back and forth, but you have to have that context, right? You have to have that perspective. What's the reason why you're doing it? And my approach and what I want you to think about for this Monday and every day is if you change your approach and you think about fitness for the long term, you think about the journey, you think about why you're doing it in terms of you want to do the best by your body. I honestly think that if you, rather than have specific goals or in addition to, because the specific goals are cool because you can measure those things, but you need more, I would say, not transient, but you need more intangible goals. And I don't think that that's a bad way to train. I don't think that's a bad way to live your life. I think it's because most people that write these books, they can't comprehend it because they're very science-based. It's black and white. These are people that read studies, that bury their faces in books and don't practice anything that expands the mind, right? That doesn't expand the mind, expand your brain's comprehension of what's going on around it, your perception of your reality. As much as we know certain things or we believe certain things to be true because we can test it, we can measure, we throw a ball up, it comes back down. Okay, gravity exists and let's measure gravity and let's measure our body weight. Those things can be measurable as much as we perceive it based on the rules that we see in nature. But the brain, we can't quantify what we discover about ourselves with meditation, what we figure out about ourselves by being aware of what makes us truly happy, what we like to do, not based on social parameters, not based on what someone else likes and thinks is sexy on the cover of a magazine, not, right? Not abs, not bigger chest or bigger calves or bigger forearms, bigger butt, or that matters as much as far as it matters for overall health, because obesity does lead, and we have linked it to all these diseases and all these, and that's preventable. Okay. And that's preventable. We know this, and it's preventable by making the right decisions. I want you to take the approach to your fitness that is going to prepare you for a lifetime of doing what you enjoy. And I don't care whether it's carpentry, painting, fly fishing. I don't give a fuck. You need to be as physically active as possible to be able to do those things. What do you enjoy doing? What do you enjoy doing? Do you enjoy your kids? Do you want to be able to kneel on the ground and get back up when your kids have kids, when you have grandchildren? Do you want to be able to be active, or do you want to be in a wheelchair crippled on a respirator and everyone has to come to you and push you around, and you're going to be that old grandparent in a chair that's fucking crippled and borderline useless? You don't want to end up like that. And yes, we're all going to die, and maybe a lot of us will end up there at some point, moments before we go, or months, or maybe the last couple years. I don't know. Things happen. Accidents happen. You can't plan for everything. But can't you plan or prepare yourself better than other ways? Nothing's perfect. Oh, you only live once. Sure. But shouldn't that be the reason to take care of your body the most? Rather than use the "you only live once," rather than use the "only you only live once" in order to trash your body and destroy yourself and, quote, enjoy while you're young and just fuck yourself up, or because you only live once, should you be taking care of your body the best you can, treating it with respect, loving yourself, and preparing yourself for as long of a healthy life as you possibly can? I think that whole concept gets twisted thanks to fucking Instagram and hashtags. Everyone YOLOs their way to, you know, pool parties every fucking 3 days and drinking themselves stupid and just destroying themselves and eating crap. And it's an excuse. It's an excuse to treat your body like shit. And everyone wants to pretend like, well, you know, everything in moderation, you have to enjoy yourself. Sure, I will be enjoying myself a lot more than you when I'm not on medication and I can walk myself. I'm literally going to be doing the Daily Swole, and a lot of you, unfortunately, a lot of you listening, or by the time you find this, I'm going to be doing the Daily Swole and then going to get my pump on in 50 years, and you're going to be watching the Daily Swole from a fucking wheelchair. You are going to watch the Daily Swole from a fucking wheelchair in a nursing home, and you're going to be like, man, I should have listened to Papa Swolio, and I'm going to be on my way to the gym like a fucking 75-year-old dude just doing pull-ups like, y'all, 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 just fucking repping it out. So that's going to be me. That's my projection. Things happen. Things interrupt what you expect, but we do our best, or we should do our best. And a lot of you aren't doing shit. You're not doing jack shit, let alone your best. There's always room for improvement. Nothing's perfect, but you absolutely could do more. You absolutely could do more. You could try more, and you can invest more time into yourself. Like, what do you think about that? What do you think of that? Investing time into yourself. Invest your time into yourself. That's putting money in the bank. That's putting money in the bank. Every time you go to the gym, you're putting fitness in the bank. And yeah, there's a risk when you go to the gym. You can get hurt. Sure, you can get hurt walking across the street. You get hurt going to the kitchen. You trip and fall. You slip. You hit your head. Yeah, you can get really hurt all the time. And I'm telling you, lifting, training, working on your balance, that will help you prevent injuries like that. That will help you recover from injuries that happen. Fitness helps you recover. If you get into a car accident, being in shape isn't going to help you, in the sense that if you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. However, people that are active and that exercise, they recover faster. They recover faster from broken bones. They recover faster from injuries because their muscles are experienced in repair. Your muscles are stronger to start, so you'll recover faster. You have a better ability to build strength again after injuries or after accidents. Yeah, life goals, Benjamin. Ramon on Instagram. People need to think long-term, fitness as prevention. It's prevention. you'll buy car insurance, you buy health insurance, you buy all this different type of insurance, and then you buy all these insurances, but then you don't invest in your body. Every time you go to the gym, it's life insurance. When you go to the gym, it's health insurance. It's all of those things. It's all of those things. This country is so fucked up that if you don't have health insurance, you get penalized on your taxes. You get penalized. You have to fucking pay taxes, a penalty for not having insurance if you're healthy and you don't need the fucking doctor. Everything in this country wants you to be sick. Everyone wants you to be sick. If you're healthy, you have to pay so the sick people can fucking survive. The people that are fucking on medication, that don't give a fuck about their bodies, that eat like shit, that are in hospitals because they don't take care of themselves. We have to pay for it. I have to pay for people to be unhealthy. And that's fucked up. That's really fucked up. And yeah, we live in a society and all those things, but everything, my point is, everything is fucked up backwards. It's backwards. You have to fend for yourself because no one else is. No one else cares about you. If you get sick, they are happy. When I say they, the government, the companies, the pharmaceuticals, doctors, they're happy. It keeps them in business. If you're sick, they make money. They don't want you to be healthy. They would love for you to be sick. That is why all the food is geared towards making you sick. That's why everything makes it challenging for you to get in shape. You're working longer hours and you're making less money. You have less time, so you don't go and work out. You don't get different foods because you think it's too expensive, which it's not. You're just not planning properly. And then you get sick and then boom. They love it. They fucking love it. They love it. If you're sick, they make money, right? If there's a war, make money. There's money in war. There's money in sickness. There's no money in health and prosperity. Like, where's the prosperity? When you're healthy, there's no, what are they going to do? Make money off gym memberships? If everyone was healthy, the government would have fucking government gyms and they would just charge a fortune for it. They'd find some way. But my point is, you have to look out for yourself. You have to look out for yourself. You can't depend on anyone to look out for your health. And looking out for yourself is not just paying for health insurance, because that will be there when it's too late and you're already sick or you're injured or you're fucked up and you need something. That's like a double, triple in the closet insurance. You don't want that to be your primary. You don't want that to be your primary. That can't be your primary thing. Most people go through life, they live, and they have health insurance. Oh, if I get sick, I'll go there. But they don't fucking keep themselves healthy. They allow, in other words, when you have health insurance, you're just waiting until you get sick so then you can repair it. Any of you that own houses or that you do kind of repair your car, isn't it better to maintain your car or your house before things fall apart and you have to repay? Isn't it better to maintain your roof instead of having it fall apart and then having to get a whole new roof installed? Isn't it better to get your oil changed than just let the fucking car explode and then get a new engine? Isn't it better to maintain it? You have to treat your body like that. You have to maintain. You have to invest time. You have to invest time and energy, and it has to keep on going in. You have to keep on feeding it and feeding it and feeding it and feeding it. And you have to keep yourself above water, because everything in this world, from food to the government, all this stuff is geared towards not that. It's geared towards not that. It's geared towards fucking you up or letting you fuck yourself up. You have all the tools to do that. You have all the TV. You have all the candy. All of it. You have all of that. Stop trolling on Twitch or I'm going to block it. You have all the ability. All right? You have that entire ability to be healthy. You have the ability to be healthy. You have the chance. You have to do it yourself. You have to do it yourself. You can't wait for anyone else to do it. You can't wait for anyone else to do it. All right? You can't wait for anyone else to do it. No one's going to do it for you. No one will do it for you. No one cares. No one gives a fuck about you but yourself. If you don't care for yourself, no one will care for you. And that's just the way it is. No one, no one, no one. Zero people. zero people give a fuck about you. Zero people. If you don't give a fuck about yourself, zero people care about you. You're the only one that really needs to care about yourself. You're the only one. And if you don't care about yourself, what you're going to, you're putting that responsibility on other people. You're putting the responsibility on other people to care about you more than you care about yourself. What the fuck is that shit? Like, what the hell is that shit about? It's up to you. It's on you. It's your responsibility. It's your responsibility. I don't know how obvious I have to make it. There's really not much to say aside from getting off your ass. The title of this episode, Today is the Day, is that for a reason? I really don't know what else to say. If you don't do this, if you don't take it upon yourself, if you don't invest your time, your energy, if you don't put your effort into this every day and you don't have this long-term vision, what are you doing on this earth? It's called natural selection. You don't deserve to be here. You don't deserve to be here. If you're not taking care of your health and you don't put your health and your wellness as a top priority yourself, it's survival of the fittest. It's natural selection. If you don't care about your own existence, you don't deserve to be here. And that's not a negative thing. That's a powerful thing. It's up to you. And you can do that. You can do that by flipping a switch. You can do that by eating better. You can do that by exercising. You don't have to love it. Oh, well, not everyone loves working out. So what? So what? Not everyone likes to eat food, but you have to eat food to survive. I hate drinking water. So what? Then die. I mean, drink water or fucking die. These are the things that exist. This is the way it works. If you are not taking care of yourself, then yeah, you don't deserve to be kept alive because you don't give a fuck about your own life. Take control because you're the only one that can do it. You're the only one. Only one. I am actually traveling this evening, so you're going to stay tuned for some on the road swoles that will start tomorrow. And this week is going to be fun. I'll be making some announcements. I want to do a meetup, so I will be making those announcements on social media when the time is finalized, and then we'll see how many of you are able to turn out. It should be fire. So I'll be making those announcements when I have a finalized time, and I will keep you posted. So make sure you plug into the podcast, follow me everywhere. Make sure you stay tuned on my Instagram stories and whatnot. Remember that now is the time. Only 2 days left on the special offer for Swolenormous X, my programming. Those of you that are in the Daily Swole Club, you just got that awesome workout. So check your messenger if you're on the list and didn't check it yet, because the chest and back workout is lit and I'm going to be slamming that out right now myself. So code SWOLE50 at checkout, SWOLE, SWOLE50, SWOLENormousX.com for the awesome, awesome offer for the unlimited memberships. And that's where you'll find all these workouts, programs, and stuff like this that I'm posting on the Daily Swole Club. I'm going to be uploading with videos and stuff into Swolenormous X, so that's going to be awesome. And new yoga workout, a new yoga class coming. I'm going to drop that either today or tomorrow for Swolenormous X members. So this is the State of the Union. This is the State of the Swole. Got a lot of stuff coming this week, so stay tuned in. It's going to be fire. Going to be awesome. And I will see everyone tomorrow for episode 788. Today is your day. Today is the only day that exists, and now is the time to do it. Who cares what happened yesterday? Who cares what's going on tomorrow? Are you doing, did you do what you needed to do today to fucking get it done? So I will see you all in Swolenormous X. I will catch you here, of course, tomorrow for 788 of the most muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gamecast, Mancast, Pimpcast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Love you guys. Thank you so much for all the support. I hope you're enjoying the show. Make sure to check out both podcasts, The Daily Swole, and also the Swolenormous audio experience everywhere you get your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere. And I will see you all here tomorrow. Peace, McGee's fam. Deuce, McGoose. Papa Swolio. Oh, out.